Hi, this is Colonel John Boggs, and this is my podcast series, Beyond Leadership. Hey, you're in charge, and you can't get your team to do anything for you. They grudgingly do every little thing. So what's going on? Well, let me tell you, you probably lost their respect. And well, wait a minute, Colonel John, how the heck did I do that? I'm the great guy. I give them time off. I do this. I do. Okay, wonderful. Well, let's talk about what you probably did. You probably did one of these three things, and God forbid you may have done all three. And here they are. One, crush an idea. Two, don't share the credit. Three, don't take responsibility. Let's go from the top. Crush an idea. You're the boss, and we're always talking about innovative and creative thinking, right? Every organization does that today. Well, the fastest way to kill your team is to take an idea and crush it. Well, wait a minute. You said to bring you all the ideas. No idea is a bad idea. Well, you crush an idea, and you crush it in public, and you crush the spirits of someone who's trying to bring forward a new way of doing something. I guarantee you, you'll never get another thing out of that person. Moreover, if other people have seen you crush that person, if the crushing was in public, no one will step forward, ever. Done. Don't share credit. Okay, if it's all about me, I did, look at what our team did, or rather what I did. You sound like a politician. Politicians at work don't work, okay? Don't be a politician. If you're running for something, go run for something. But if you're working, you're trying to get the job done, share the credit. Don't take responsibility. That's the other side of don't share the credit. This is the folks that throw their people under the bus. Well, I didn't do that. Well, you know, I told them, well, you know, she was supposed to get this done. Hold it. You're throwing your team under the bus. Throw one team member under the bus. All the other team members will look for the opportunity to throw you under the bus. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you don't do those things. But if you've lost the respect of your team, look at those three items. Where did you fail? Hopefully not at all three. That's it, out here. You've been listening to my podcast series, Beyond Leadership, with me, Colonel John Boggs. And for more insights on leadership, visit my website at fortitudeconsult.com. Out here.